to his knees. "Forgive us all, Lord of Justice, who has come back to deliver his mighty wisdom and that. I'm sorry about me and Glowenda. It was a moment of, what's her name? Mad passion. We couldn't control ourselves. Also, it was me..." Dill waved him into a devout silence. "Excuse me," he said to the king's mummy, "but could we have a word away from the lad? Man to, corpse?" said the king, trying to make it easy for him. "Certainly." They wandered over to the other side of the room. "The fact is, O gracious king of..." Dill began in a conspiratorial whisper. "I think we can dispense with all that," said the king briskly. "The dead don't stand on ceremony. King will be quite sufficient." "The fact is, then, king," said Dill, experiencing a slight thrill at this equitable treatment, "young Gurn thinks it's all his fault. I've told him over and over again that the gods wouldn't go to all this trouble just because of one growing lad with urges, if you catch me drift." He paused and added carefully, "They wouldn't, would they?" "Shouldn't think so for one minute," said the king briskly. "We'd never see the back of them otherwise." "That's what I told him," said Dill, immensely relieved. "He's a good boy, sir. It's just that his mum is a bit funny about religion. We'd never see the back of them. Those were my very words. I'd be grateful if you could have a word with him, sir, you know. Set his mind at rest." "Be happy to," said the king graciously. Dill sidled closer. "The fact is, sir, these gods, sir, they aren't right. We've been watching, sir. At least I have. I climbed on the roof. Gurn didn't. He hid under the bench. They're not right, sir." "What's wrong with them?" "Well, they're here, sir. That's not right, is it? I mean, not to be really here. And they're just striding around and fighting amongst themselves and shouting at people." He looked both ways before continuing. "Between you and me, sir," he said, "they don't seem too bright." The king nodded. "What are the priests doing about this?" he said. "I saw them throwing one another in the river, sir." The king nodded again. "That sounds about right," he said. "They've come to their senses at last." "Do you know what I think, sir?" said Dill earnestly. "Everything we believe is coming true. And I heard something else, sir, this morning, if it was this morning, you understand, because the sun's all over the place, sir, and it's not the right sort of sun, but this morning, some of the soldiers tried to get out along the Iffy Broad, sir, and you know what they found?" "What did they find?" "The road out, sir, leads in." Dill took a step backwards, the better to illustrate the seriousness of the revelations. "They got up into the rocks, and then suddenly they were walking down the Tussaud Road. It all sort of curves back on itself. We're shut in, sir. Shut in. With our gods." "And I'm shut in my body," thought the king. "Everything we believe is true. And what we believe isn't what we think we believe. I mean, we think we believe that the gods are wise and just and powerful, but what we really believe is that they are like our father after a long day. And we think we believe the netherworld is a sort of paradise, but we really believe it's right here, and you go to it in your body, and I'm in it, and I'm never going to get away, never, ever. What's my son got to say about all this?" he said. Dill coughed. It was the ominous cough. The Spanish use an upside-down question mark to tell you what you're about to hear is a question. This was the kind of cough that tells you what you're about to hear is a dirge. "Don't know how to tell you this, sir," he said. "Out with it, man. Sir, they say he's dead, sir. They say he killed himself and ran away."
"Killed himself?"
"Sorry, sir."
"And ran away afterwards?"
"On a camel, they say."
"We lead an active afterlife in our family, don't we?"
observed the king dryly.
"Beg pardon, sir. I mean the two statements could be held to be mutually exclusive."
Dill's face became a well-meaning blank.
"That is to say they can't both be true," supplied the king helpfully.
said Dill.
"Yes, but I'm a special case," said the king testily. "In this kingdom we believe you live after death only if you've been mummy."
He stopped. It was too horrible to think about. He thought about it, nevertheless, for some time. Then he said,
"We must do something about it."
Dill said, "Your son, sir?"